But I have already one, no? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Sudevi gave me a gift of a book. It's on transition, moving to the next level, and there is one sentence which struck me. It said, "What is punished most severely in this world is that when you know you have to change, but you still resist change." If you know you have to change, you have to move forward in your life, but you don't do that, usually you get ill at one stage. If you still don't listen to the message that you need to change something, you can have an accident. And if you, even after an accident, when you lie in the hospital and one leg is elevated, resist change, you take your unfinished duty with you in your next life, and then you need to change. So the law of change, or the law of living authentically our lives, require us from time to time to change our outlook on things and our behavior. Yesterday I was talking to you a little bit about authenticity. I gave you a definition. It doesn't just mean to do what you like, but it requires of you to recognize who you truly are meant to be, you know, your own true path, which is known as what? Svadharma, yes, Svadharma. Sva means one's own dharma. To live dharmically requires three things of us. We must also act dharmically towards others, and we must also act in relationship to Krishna. I want to give the example. I was a fan of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones when I was young, and he has found his Swadharma. He is a singer and a showman. He does it excellently, and even though he is fit for the grave, he is still continuing because he's in his dharma. Would we call him a dharmic person? No, because he is not always ethically. It is known even to himself that he is gets on one's nerves as a private person. He's not good with the people who are around him. At least that is what I heard. Maybe he has changed. And in relationship to God, he is also unsure. When a devotee gave him good-heartedly a Bhagavad Gita, he said, "That's not my cup of tea. This whole spirituality is not for me." So if you want to be confident and safe in your life, my dear devotees, you will have to find your Svadharma, that is what you are meant to do as you are now, with this body and so on. You are also meant to be ethically moral to other, kindness, compassion, giving and charity, like these things. And you must have found your dharma in relationship to Krishna, your Sanatana dharma. Now, I met in Vrindavan once a man. He was walking from Govindakund towards the town of Govardhan, and I saw him always, you know, kneeling down on the ground every 2 meters. And I said, well, I went to him and I can't speak Hindi, but I had a translator. I asked this man, "Man, what are you doing?" And he told me that as he is going to Govardhan on the sandy path, he passes many ants and holes. And these ants have been there before he was there. And he feeds them with a little grain of sugar every day. So this man was good in being ethical to all living beings. He fed the ants. He was also a sadhu. I could see he had a bead bag and he looked. There was a sparkle in his eyes. That was so his Sanatana Dharma was intact. And later I found him at Govindakund. I saw him and I saw him. He was singing and there were about 30 pilgrims and he somehow had a harmonium. He sang beautifully ragas and I could see he had also found his Dharma. He was a musician, a singer, perhaps a pandit, and he was doing that. He was living from the donations of the pilgrims. So this is a very, very nice example of someone who lived his Dharma. He had realized the Dharma tripod. Tripod? Do we say that? What? Tripod. He had found his, what is the first one? Svadharma. He had found Lokadharma, how to be towards others. And he had found the third Dharma, which is Sanatana Dharma. Yes, you are all pupils from the school of Jai Sri Radhe, no? You can remember things. So, my dear devotees, if our Svadharma is the path that we are meant to walk, then authenticity is how we walk that path. Step by step, truth by truth, challenge by challenge, defeat by defeat, victory by victory. In other words, to stick to our path, to not be diverted from our path, that is authenticity, and Dharma is the path itself. No, this is the idea. Can you understood that yesterday, isn't it? Now I know the question is, and all you young people, yeah, Maharaj, thank you. But it's so impractical what you sannyasis say. How can I recognize what is my Svadharma? How can I become like Jai Sri Radhe, who is a teacher by a Svadharma, or by Manoram, who has also a certain Svadharma? My dear devotees, first of all, you need to be open to ask this question. What am I meant to do in this life? And if you ask this question long enough and persistent enough, the Lord in the heart will make arrangements that you make mistakes and fall on your belly. In the search, you make mistakes, and then Krishna also helps you to find it. There was once a saint who lived on the top of a mountain, and it was known that he knew the answer to all questions. So 3 searchers of the truth climbed that mountain. It was an arduous ascent for 3 long days. And finally they came before the hut, and the saint was sitting there doing his job. So they asked him, the first asked him, how do we become enlightened? The saint said, choices. The second person said, oh Guru Maharaj, how do we make the right choices? By experience. He was not a big talker like me. He gave an answer in one word. Said the third person, but how do we make those experiences that bring us to see what we should do? The saint thought for a long time. It was 1 minute past. A cloud went over his head. A second minute, he did not yet give the answer. Eagle flew over his head. A third minute passed. A fourth, a fifth, 10 minutes passed. The question was, how do we make those experiences that teach us? And then he said, bad choices. Yes, when we make... So my inspiration for all you young people is, don't be afraid of looking for your path. Make choices and follow those. And as you follow them, you will either have experiences that confirm you and that tell you that you are on the right path, or you will make experiences that bring you further. I suggest you all please come forward. I'm already 53 years a vegetarian, so nothing to fear. Hare Krishna. Well, yesterday we started our program and we were a little bit under. We chose a smaller room, but now we...
There was someone there before, but they just finished, so I'll open the doors.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there was another party in that room.
Yes, oh, good. Yeah. Yes. So, at the moment, you can find someone to sit on their shoulders. So good. Ask the question, my dear Lord Krishna, what do you wish me to do? Ask it many times and Krishna will for sure give you an answer and you will be very satisfied with the answer. Don't worry. And don't be also afraid. Get out of your room, get out of your comfort zone. Try different things and you will see what is meant for you. I highly recommend you to join these bus parties which Jai Sri Radhe and Manoram organize. Once they came to Germany and I asked the two of them, for what are you making these, why are you making these bus programs? And they asked, they answered by saying, to create memories. You will make memories based on experiences that will help you to find your own true path very easily. And many who have gone to these experiences, they have found it, no? Don't be afraid to make experiences. Maybe your mother and father are like, not like mine. My encouraged me to leave the house quite early, and I went on bicycle tours through France, for instance, and everywhere. And I made a lot of experience so that when I met the devotees, I could understand, yes, the material world cannot hold its promises, and my so I will become a devotee. But it was later when I met Prabhupada that he told me what is my Swadharma. He said, you should become like me. I said, Prabhupada, there's only one Prabhupada, and I don't even dare to think like this. He said, not like me, but do the things as I'm doing. If you find your path and you walk your path consistently, my dear devotees, you will get gifts, the gifts of an authentic life. To be in harmony with yourself and your path may require you to check in every day. And you will see as you do this, am I now on the right course, or do I try to imitate others and fit into the crowd? As you do this as a daily practice, your own authentic path will evolve day by day. And you will become, if you really think, am I doing what is truthful here, then as the weeks pass by, as the months go by, as the clouds come and go over your head, you will learn to walk your path without being diverted by the many voices which tell you, why not do this, why not do this, why are you not like us, why is your hair so different from ours, and so on. Live your own true path and always have the humility to change your course when you know this is no longer good. Sometimes people come to us and say, we can't change. We are biochemical robots. Have you heard this? No, yes, I'm bored, I cannot think. You are born with a set of skills, bus, finished. There's a lot of research in an emerging science called epigenetics, which means it's a science which tells you no one of us is determined by their genetic codex, but we have a variety of possibilities, and we can choose from these possibilities any moment. A person, for instance, who goes on a marketplace where there are different sabjis, means vegetables and so on, he may have purchased potatoes and spinach for 20 years. Meaning, you may have always acted in the same way. But the person who goes on the marketplace can stop and say, hey, I don't want to eat every day spinach and potatoes. That's very boring. Let me check out what else is there. And all of a sudden he sees there's asparagus. What do you say? Asparagus. Yes, I'm trying to learn your language. There is... help me, what else is there? Eggplants, zucchini, broccolis, carrots, and so on and so forth. And you and spinach is also there, yes. You can, in other words, then choose what you like. So in the same way, as you can purchase freely what is there, you can change from a set of behaviors the one which you want to do. I did this morning. You know, I have a very disturbing alarm clock, a very uncultured alarm clock. It doesn't stop. You cannot read my mind. So it went off, and normally I kill it. But today I thought, no, let me follow. And I got, I could change my behavior, and I took to that thing. Every moment, each single moment, each person in this room and beyond the room, except the mosquitoes. Do we have mosquitoes? Maybe not in this AC room. Has the chance to choose his behavior. This is what it means to be born in the human form of life. You can either turn to Krishna, turn to the spirit, or go against it. It is anyone who tells you something wrong is something different is wrong, really. So when you are rooted in your authenticity, you have the ability to choose, and you have the great advantage that when you are living your truth, your entire system will settle into place. That means the rhythm of your heart will become normal, the brain will become normal. Conversely, when you lie, there's a reaction to the heart and the brain. Maybe you know these old movies. I know Hare Krishna people don't look at movies. Theoretically. They have these lie detectors. So a person is speaking a lie, and then there is some measuring device on his body which can measure the heat of the hand and some other, the
heart rate,
yes. So the moment the person speaks a lie, he is no longer in the truth, and therefore it shows in the heart rate and in the entire body. So the moment you live the lie, my dear devotees, Hare Krishna, the moment you are not in harmony with your truth, it will show in your body. And when you live too long a lie, and your heart is too long affected, and your brain, you will become sick, very sick. This is what I wanted to say. Is it clear? From the medical point of view, this state of living in harmony, where you don't live a lie, where you don't just try to be someone you are not, is called congruence. I have a friend. My friend told me a story. His best friend was married, and everyone thought it was a very good marriage. One day he told his wife, "I'm just going to this shop to buy some strawberries." And he never came back. His wife informed the police, maybe on the way to the strawberry shop or the shop who was having strawberries, he was kidnapped or, do we say, mucked, when someone beats you. No. Much later came a postcard from Florida. "I'm living my authentic life now." For 30 years he had pretended to be in a marriage that was not his own choice. He had married because of his parents and so on. And one day he couldn't hold this lie any longer. It was exploding. He said, I'm in Florida and I'm recovering from the lie. Hare Krishna. I think it's much too hot here, but that's a personal preference. We have a little poem for you. I will try to impress the local poet. Your soul... Let's make this poetic. That's better. Your soul rejoices in the freedom when you live authentic. When you live authentic, your biology listens when you speak your truth. When you live authentic, your nervous system relaxes because you have stopped to pretend. When you live authentic, your heart opens because you finally say, this is who I am. Hare Krishna. No one of you applauds, so it's not so good. Oh, no, it's all right. Sorry, I didn't mean that. I didn't want to buy an applause for a cheap price. That's not. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics amongst you, we will now go into our authenticity workshop. I just need to ask Ram Govinda, you said you would open the window, but the door, but this is only opened 20%, yes. No, we can, because we will need extra space for the workshop. No, thank you. Because we will build small little groups and we will need, what is there? Before we go into this, let me ask you, how is the Sadhu Sangha?
Amazing.
Amazing, wonderful. Was that an authentic answer? No, I'm sorry?
A little overwhelming.
We get what?
Luxuries.
Wow. Sorry? You get what you put in. Yes. That's jam-packed. If you would ask me for an authentic answer, I would prefer to not say it in public. No, there is a reason. My dear devotees, let me therefore give an answer which is also all right. Nice, I would say. But it doesn't explain really what Satchinandan Swami thinks about everything. So, yes. Krishna. Wow, this is a good room cosmetic. I really think it is a wonderful effort by Maharaji. Did you hear? To put this up cost $1.5 million. Hare Krishna. This is what it means to rent such a space. And I really also see that many devotees come and they dance and chant like they would never have the opportunity to do at home. This is really wonderful. And they meet other devotees and talk with others. Really wonderful. So, yes, I'm very impressed by this. My dear devotees, I want to now lead you to your authentic self. It will be a challenging exercise for those who comment always, nice, amazing, how are you? Because I will force you now to go a little bit deeper. If you live on the platform of socially accepted words and concepts, you might miss it all. So what we will do is, I will request you to look for a partner whom you know a little, where you feel confident to also think about unusual questions. Could you please do this, and then I tell you what we will do? Yes? It should be someone you dare to be honest with. Yes? two, but if someone is afraid of wants to join a three group, that's possible. Good. Yes. Yes. We are not yet starting. Yes. Chaitanya Leela, you found someone? You found someone? You found. Good.
Do you need cartels to get everyone?
Yes. I do have, actually.
You can also ask them to put their hands up that they haven't found a partner.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. We have to agree on one signal. This means everyone stop what they're doing and listen. Okay? Who has not yet found a partner?
Raise your hand if you haven't found a partner yet.
Okay, look around.
High five each other. Turn around, there's right there. Put your hands high.
Manoram, I will go with you.
No, but
so,
right here.
What?
There's one right here and one right here.
Aha, ha, ha. Manoram is helping you. Who has not yet found a partner?
Okay, these two.
And we have in the bathroom.
I'll be with you, Uncle Binda.
Someone is in the bathroom. My partner just ran away to the bathroom. Don't worry, I am a very cultured, I come from a cultured family. It will be very good, nothing to fear. Sorry. Here, Manoram or Rukmini, there is one lady. Yes, please come to Rukmini. Rukmini is your partner. Your little child is there? Yes, he can also come. All right, my dear everyone. Now I suggest we all spread out a little and go to the room, to move in the, so just so that we don't sit so close. Workshop. What we will do in this workshop is, please show the slide, we will sit with ourselves and the partner, and we will actually do a little bit spiritual archaeology. That is, we will go and dig a little bit and see what is there, what we have perhaps ignored. We will be very careful to not do something which most people do. It's called spiritual bypassing. They pretend to be very spiritual in the outside, but inside a different story is going on. They dress, they have a tilak, a seeker, or I don't know, the way how ladies do. I think there's a little bit more free scope. But inside, they're really very, very different. Spiritual bypassing is a little bit what was going on in New Vrindavan. There we had a shop, and before the shop stood a guy who had the perfect t-shirt with the perfect slogan. He had, I think, a beanbag of the best quality. He was so neatly shaved that I was amazed. But he was unfortunately only a mannequin, a puppet, enticing people to buy the t-shirts and everything in the shop. How true are you? This will you will see now. What I will ask you is to complete the following sentence stems. Do you understand the English? What is it? It's an unfinished sentence, and you will discuss. I will give you an example. I will ask you your definition of authenticity. And what you would say to your partner is, authenticity is, and then I imagine Abhiram Thakur speaking to Krishna Premi, when I don't lie, when I let my actual voice speak. That could be a definition of authenticity. Someone else who is in a working place might say, well, for me, authenticity is when I admit that I'm a Hare Krishna devotee with all my flaws. Another question is, I am, you would have to complete this with your partner, a learner on the path of self-realization. Another question could be, I am not. And then you would say, a fanatic any longer, for instance, an uptight Puritan, you know, who's always watching people, a crafty politician. Please turn to your partner now and complete this third question, I am not. No? And tell them what you are not. This is, you know, define yourself a little, no? Please start now. This goes very, very fast, my dear devotees. You have about 2 minutes for each session. Something should come. I am not. Few people know about me is, I actually like to dance like anything, but I don't do it any longer. You laugh, maybe you know this, no? Okay, beyond my public face, I have a desire to make deep spiritual experiences. Many don't know this. I want to ask you to do an exercise in preparation for the main exercise. Think of somebody who only knows the public you. See yourself through this person's eyes. How would he or she describe you? An example in my case is they would maybe say, I'm an aging monk, a sannyasi. They know the word, a monk, an aging monk, and I travel a lot. So think of someone who only knows the public you. Please say what they would see. In other words, this is an exercise that will help you to understand how you project yourself when you're not with your friends. No? Is it clear? Please start now. My dear devotees, now we come to the main exercise. This was just sweeping a little inside. The next question, I asked you in the next question to imagine you do something that you really and truly love. Don't say there's nothing. We all... You know, if you don't know anything, you truly love to eat a pizza. I mean, that's easy. But it shouldn't be so on the culinary level, on the eating level. You know. So, but listen very carefully. So you please imagine doing something you really truly love, and then you imagine a private detective. Known for his brilliant powers of observation, has found he was requested by the GBC. No, not by the GBC. He was requested by a well-wisher. It's a well-wisher. The GBC is also a well-wisher. Let's take it out of this context. So, because the GBC will not hire a private detective. Anyways, I can't take it yet. Prabhu, please listen. It's very important for you. So imagine that the private detective, who's known for his brilliant powers of observation, has found you and watches you. What does he write in his report when he sees what you truly love? Let me give my own example, because it will help you. I followed Sachinandan Swami when he took a walk from his home ashram. Suddenly he sat down on a bench and listened to the birds. He took a notebook out and made a note about something, and moments later he gave a talk. Perhaps he was practicing for a lecture which he was going to give before a big audience. Yeah, I have done this in the past, not recently, but I'm a little shy by nature. I know you, it doesn't always show, but that is a little bit my case, and I have practiced to talk. For instance, my lectures in the Swedish language, I needed to refresh my Swedish, and I practice. We are into Andlish Sälen, you know, and so on, and talk in that language. So your task is now to share with your neighbor. First of all, you have to sit perhaps for a little moment in time, and you imagine to do something which you really and truly love. Can you understand now why I requested you to pick a neighbor you feel confident? Because it may not be taking a harmonium and do a kirtan. It may not be that. It may be going into a shop and shopping something. No, it may be, it's a little candid, and therefore we will not talk outside about this point. We should not talk if it is candidly, so that the other can talk. Also, as you talk about this, check where you hesitate, where you are hesitant to tell the whole truth. It will help you, because this idea is only for you to find your authentic self, who you are when you don't edit yourself any longer. No, so you may not feel absolutely confident to share, but everything which you truly like. But then check at least where it is where you are hiding something from the world. No? Is the exercise clear? There is a detect. I can see already some people getting hot on their seat. That's normal, necessary. So now, imagine you are doing something you really truly love, and a detective is following you. What will they see? And what will they write down in their report? Start now, please. First, you might have to think a little.
Thank you.
Two more minutes. Now go to an exercise which we will not share with anyone. But you can remain sitting. I request you to answer this only for yourself. So there will be a little silence in the room. What are the ways in which you fake it? I would like to give you a personal example. Before coming to Sadhu Sangha, I was at a house, a guest of a house, in a house, and I had, they didn't know me so much, and I didn't know them so much. So, I did not want to be known. This is something which Germans have in when they are outside. As a glutton. Do you know what is a glutton?
A glutton.
A glutton. Yeah, that sounds correct. Yeah. So when I was eating with them, I didn't eat very much. But I actually was very hungry and I wanted to eat more, but then I thought if I eat so much, I will disappoint their expectations of being a very renounced sannyasi. You know, in ISKCON you are a good sannyasi if you eat a lot, but not outside ISKCON. So I didn't eat to my full satisfaction because that would have been this much. But later, when I was in my room, I looked in my suitcase and there was a little energy bar, a Lara bar. So I ate that. So I was pretending to be more ungluttonous, more modest in my eating than I was. Is there perhaps something in you where you fake it in order to not disappoint public opinions? Ask yourself this question. You don't need to tell it to your neighbor because it may be a little painful. You know, it may not be so innocent as this the example. So start now. 100 ways in which you fake it. For instance, where you pretend to be someone who you are not, or where you do what people want you to do, but you don't really want to do it yourself. We have 30 more seconds for this because it's quick. Oh, a lot comes up. I think you begin to understand this workshop wants to lead us to a more authentic lifestyle, so we need to go a little bit about through what keeps us from doing this and what it would mean for us. I will ask you now a question again for which you can discuss with your a partner. It's a very beautiful question, and it will help you to understand fears which you have from living more authentic, and this will help you to again you will know, okay, this I need to work on and overcome. It's 8. A list of fears I have from being more authentic. For instance, in my case, I'm afraid that if I try to become even more authentic than I am, I'm now trying my, I will drop many things which I'm doing now and disappoint many people. For instance, I feel in my life that I shouldn't travel that much. It's a little bit unusual for an older person to do that. But I also feel, my God, when I stop this, more people will become disappointed. Or some other question could be, I'm afraid that to be authentic is something I don't really know. Maybe I will go off in a blind alley, you know. So please share with your neighbor some of your fears you have from living more authentic.
Yes.
Krishna. There you are. How do you find these exercises? Little uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is what sannyasis are meant to do. They are meant. But can you see authenticity is valuable and it's not an easy path? Therefore, there was this quotation, I think it's like, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. It's not an easy thing. We will end this with the last and more positive question. The question is, prepare a list of things you want or need to become more authentic. It's not a list, you know. For instance, someone could answer, I need more faith, really. Or I need a little bit more time to find out what is my Dharma and how I will authentically do it. And, you know, nowadays, and we all admire a person who says the truth, even in an atmosphere that is against the truth. No, we admire such a person and think he's a hero. And these people have changed society, you know, not those who just follow along. So. Please share with your neighbor something which you feel you need at this stage in your life, or you want at this stage of your life, to be more authentic. Good? Please start now, and then a very pleasant part comes. This was just Then we will bring out the cake, you know, and distribute it.
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna. My dear devotees, I pay my obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. That's how we say it in ISKCON. I will say it and translate it. Now, you have done very sincere work. I know it's not easy. I know it's confrontational. I know even in our society, we sometimes, for instance, I need to show up at the morning program, although I went to bed so late, but if I don't show up at the morning program, sometimes no one will listen to a lecture. And I like to give lectures, you know. So sometimes, you know, you have to also do things in order to do which don't feel authentic or don't feel you, in order to achieve a goal, no? I want to now speak a little about spiritual authenticity, but this is a vast subject. But something which captures it to the at the core. Do you know a chickpea? A chickpea has two halves that are really joined together as one. Have you seen a chickpea? In your mother's kitchen you will find many. Bhakti is something like a chickpea in one relationship. It has two parts that are one. One is the external activity which you do, that is called Cheshta Rupa Bhakti, and the second is the bhava, the devotional feeling with which you do the activity. In, for instance, an offering, you may bring fruits and a leaf and water, but Krishna likes it only when it is done with what? With bhakti, no? With devotional feelings. In this verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, the word bhakti appears twice. Fruit doesn't appear twice. The leaf doesn't appear twice. Water doesn't appear twice. Krishna prefers bhakti and underlines it. That's bhava rupa bhakti, the second half of the chickpea. You have seen perhaps those of you who I don't want to say it like this, but in my own efforts to spread chanting the holy name, I always put an effort that there are two elements there, the melodies, the instruments, and the kirtan, but there must be also the devotional feelings. True kirtan is composed of three elements. One is raga, the other is tala. Tala means rhythm, and the third is bhava. No? You can rearrange the syllables as bha, bhava, ra, raga, ta, tala, no? Bharata. This is how you can remember what needs to be there in a good kirtan, in a pleasing kirtan. Yes, you have the bhava and you want to please Krishna, and this manifests in trying to find nice melodies and playing good in rhythm, you know, keeping the rhythm. But it's all carried by the devotional mood. When we only do the external activities of bhakti, but are not remembering that the second half, then everything can become, after some time, a burden and tiresome. But when we do something with the right bhava, then it is always very, very nice. When authenticity in bhakti means that you have devotion for Krishna while you do it. You do it for Krishna. Do you know Prabhupada's motto? he had a motto. It's not so often talked about. His motto was, everything for Krishna, nothing for me. Wow, that's a high level bhakti, no? So that can be done out of love only. When the mother has a newborn child and she does everything for the child, and there are examples how mothers have offered their life so that their child can live. No, this is the right feeling in which a mother approaches motherhood. It is yes. So this is what makes you authentic. That's why we like the kirtan of Bhadrahari. Have you seen Bhadrahari? He truly likes to sing for Krishna. Have you noticed?
Yes.
He's really there. He does. You can ask Bhadrahari to chant for 5 people, for 5,000 people, for 5 million people. It wouldn't make a difference for him. You know, that because he has the devotional mood in his heart. No? So that is very, very nice about authenticity. We should get this mood in our devotional life, then we are really there. There are 4 activities which we can do in devotional service. Please repeat after me. Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto Majyajimang Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yuktvaiva Atmanam Matparayana. Engage your mind in thinking of me. This is Bhava Bhakti, no? Become a devotee. You know, have the feeling of a devotee. These are all Bhava Bhakti. Then Cheshta Rupa Bhakti. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Krishna stresses in the beginning of this verse, think of me, you know, have me in my mind and become my devotee, you know, become surrendered unto me. Then you can offer obeisances and worship me. When you are absorbed like this in me, surely you will come to me. In this seminar, I have not... put so much stress on spiritual authenticity, because that you can hear in all lectures in ISKCON from morning till evening. Maybe you are used to hear these things. I have talked on another form of authority, authenticity. If you can make progress in these lines of thinking, my dear devotees, you will never feel a burnout. You will never feel bitter. You will always feel enthusiastic, because your heart will always be in what you do. When you don't care about this, there will be a time when you say, my heart is no longer in it. Like this friend of my friend who left his inauthentic family life. I don't think he should have done it like this, but he's not a devotee. We can't tell him. You know, he could have said in the beginning, he should say, look, I need to think about this, you know, and see if I can give my heart into this. Good. If you don't think about this, my dear devotees, there will be a time when you take your heart back, and that no one wants. I'm sorry that I made you, that I did something which is very unusual in our society. I was forcing you to look at your psychophysical nature, that is how you are now. But the curious paradox in life is, Only when you accept yourself as you are now can you change into the better version of yourself. But you have to start from where you are now. No? So, Krishna, now I wanted to just end this program. I wanted to ask, well, we don't have a harmonium. And if I sing, my voice is not there, you know. It's never really there. Therefore, I once asked Indra Prabhu, what do you do when your voice is broken? He said to me, and I said he would tell me a special, I thought he would tell me a special brand of fisherman's friend. I take this, you know, that helps always, or licorice or whatever. But he said, when my voice is broken, I sing from my heart. And isn't that the whole point of kirtan anyways? Kirtan Premi always says, Prem Singh, Prem Singh. Sing with love, you know. Sing with devotion. Bhava Rupa Bhakti should be there. So I think we have come to a conclusion. I will take two questions of you, if there are any questions. Let us see. Yes, Kirtan Premi.
It's on the basis on the thing of authenticity. My question is, and I think it's more relatable to, it could relate to everybody, but I'm just trying to, if people perceive you in a way, and you know you're not that person, but they still kind of praise you for that, but internally I'm like, no, not, you know, you really don't know me, but how to be authentic to them? By should we just blare it out and be like, no, sorry, I do chocolates from time to time. That's just a joke, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand. A safe joke, but there are unsafe things.
what do you, if it's, because don't want to walk the path of fake it till you make it, would want to be as authentic as possible. So what would you suggest is a good way to deal with that? Yeah.
Thank you very much. Is the question clear? People perceive you in one way, but you're not really that. I always take this as an encouragement to be. Now, if it is a good thing they perceive me, and if it is the better version of myself, so to say, then I think it's an encouragement. Oh, people think like this. People think I'm a good chanter. Then I should chant nicely, you know. And I have seen it really as an encouragement like this. I wouldn't, you know, use the word so nicely, blare all your mistakes out. And Kirtan Premi, you eat a chocolate or whatever the chocolate represents. that's not so tragic, you know, if it is within a certain limit of four rules and regulations, you know, that is, Krishna doesn't really think about this at all. He says, you know, my devotee may make even abominable mistake, he says, but if he is on the right path, he should be considered saintly. We sometimes make our life more difficult. But what we need to abide and live our life with is humility, you know. When someone says like that, oh, I greatly appreciate, I take it as an encouragement and so on. But, sometimes this slogan, fake it till you make it, it's not so bad if you think if you fake it, you have made it. If you fake it and you think I have made it, then that's a problem when you convince yourself like this. But if you try to be a better version of yourself, that's something okay. Authenticity means really to is something else. It is related to your path which you live proper. It is a little bit like this. We are good when we live the way we are, if we could only do this more openly, you know, be more bold about it and more true. My dear devotees, as I watched the clock, a time which is also there, I said two questions, but I think we should stop here. Why? Because, as you can't see from it's already, we are a little bit over time, and therefore I feel this is a good moment to end. I hope you found this churning okay. If not, stop coming to lectures of Sachinanda Swami. I'm known for this. So on. I hope it has helped you. Just the fact that we were churning has helped us to jump ahead in our life to become more authentic. Remember this, your insights, please. And I wish you a wonderful rest of the Sangha Mela. I'm a little sorry that we went over time, but what to do?
Announcements.
Yeah, there are announcements which our... who does?
Abhiram.
Oh, sorry, Abhiram. Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, go ahead, yes. I have asked the local poet to do something with us.
Can everyone come forward as well, please? Because you're a bit further back. So let's come back in for a few quick announcements. Poetry first.
I forgot. Do we have a wireless microphone? Okay.
Take on this side. Okay, so first of all, obviously, because I have the mic, let us please take this opportunity to thank His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj for being here with us. And Maharaj did my technique, so you are aware. Please raise your left hand in the air. Raise your right hand in the air. And so that everyone can hear us in every corner of the building from the loudest part of our hearts, let's scream Hari Bol as an appreciation of gratitude for His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. 3, 2, 1. Three Hari Bols. 3, 2, 1. One more. Sorry, I was just turning myself down, but I think I turned it too down. Hare Krishna. Okay, great. We can hear me. So, there's a poem. And just for context, it was written during the session. Some people ask me, oh, you wrote it before, it was ChatGPT. No, I've been trying to write as the session's been going on. But thank you so much for having lack of confidence in my ability. I feel very validated and authentically seen. Okay. The poem about today. What is punished most severely in this world is when you know you have to change, but you still resist change. So chase the answer to what is our life meant for and live within that range. Live your own personal path, known as Swadharma. This unique disposition goes beyond the material world and karma. Like Mick Jagger, who is popping off at every dance and rave. He found his unique position, and he'll be doing it until his grave. If you want to be confident and safe in life, you must find your unique path. But along with this is also our Sanatan Dharma, so don't miss that mark. Let me introduce the Dharma tripod. Swadharma is your path we are meant to walk. Authenticity is how we walk that path and road. Loka Dharma is duty to the world and others. Sanatan Dharma is connecting to Krishna, his pastimes, his abode. First, ask yourself the question, what am I meant to do with life? Why do I struggle with so much strife? We suggest you go on experiences and retreats and even bus tours. Make these memories of surrender and say, Krishna, I'm yours. If you find your path and walk it with consistency, you will get given the gift of authenticity in harmony with your heart without duplicity, as a daily practice is the simplicity. Your dharmas will align with synchronicity. You might change your course with humility. Then in your life, you will find tranquility, and we will get given all facility to live your own path with every possibility, as in within our heart, Krishna is the ability. Every single person in this room has his chance to choose. Let me say that again. Every single person in this room has their chance to choose. So do we choose asparagus, broccoli, spinach, zucchini? No. We mean live your own truth and walk your path. Your soul rejoices in the freedom you claim. Your biology listens when truth speaks your name. Your nervous system rests, no more defending. Your heart opens wide when you stop pretending. And all comes alive in a single bold stand when you finally say, this is who I am. What you practice now is what you become later. You will have to become archaeologists and do an excavation. We must avoid this principle of spiritual bypassing. Be honest and transparent as the very fundamental foundation. We hope these 2 days have helped you reflect of nourishing your spiritual creeper. Finding your authentic path is also part of the journey. Absorb yourself and go a little deeper. It will be an active endeavor to live like this. There'll be miracles that you will see. You will develop the thinking in your mind that everything is for Krishna and nothing for me. It's okay if sometimes you want to eat chocolate. Be authentic and do your part. And then even when your voice is broken, you'll still be able to sing from your heart. And Maharaj has allowed me to live my path of authenticity by encouraging me to do things like this as a creative. So thank you, Maharaj, for doing that for a lot of us. A lot of us youth take the inspiration. But yes, that was not ChatGPT. Thank you. But we do have a few announcements. We do want to share a few things that are going on for as many young people to be a part of. This is things that have changed our life. So if you go back one slide, sorry. The first thing I want to share is the TSI Summit. So for people who don't know, this program and inspiration was put together by Ram Govindapuru with the initiative of TSI, which is the Sangha Initiative, which is effectively a bunch of young people across the US, and we're trying to connect them all together with the purpose of going deeper in our own authentic lives. So we have a retreat in Naperville, which is the Midwest by Chicago, and we can click on the next slide, which is July 8th to 13th. It's an opportunity to be immersed in kirtans, more spiritual discussions and workshops like this with other young people, the same age as yourself, who you'll be able to have these authentic conversations with. And if we go to the next slide as well, we have lots of course, morning program and lots of sessions with guest speakers. Hopefully an open space where you're able to be authentic like this and reflect with friends and hopefully make new friends and make those memories as well. And lots of kirtan, of course. And here are some of the speakers that we're expecting. His Holiness S.B. Keshav Swami, His Grace Rajbihari Prabhu from Chaupati, Chitti Shakti Devi from London, Buddha Bhavana Prabhu from London. Keshav Maharaj is also from London. I'm also from London. Radha Bhakti Devi, who's in the room as well. Radha Bhakti, are you here? She here? Oh, she just left. She probably knew I was going to call on her, but Radha Bhakti is also going to be there as well. So we have an array of guest speakers. And next slide. If you have a registration, if you want to know about registration, you can click on this QR code, or honestly, you can just come speak to myself or Ram Govinda or Abhay. Abhay, can you raise your hand? Abhay, who's helping to organize it. Give Abhay a round of applause, please. He's working so hard. Thank you. And then if you click the next slide, we also have one that we're doing in San Diego. So that's a West Coast retreat for people who want to experience on the West Coast. It will be at a beachfront resort in San Diego. It'll be 3 days. We'll have Radha Bhakti joining us and a few surprise guests we haven't announced yet. But if you click the next slide, it's the video. Yeah, you know what? 1 second.
Yeah.
It won't work, the internet stopped.
Oh, that's fine. It's fine, there's a video. But if you want to know about that West Coast retreat, then again, come speak to me. It'll be in San Diego. And then the last one, of course, ISKCON Youth Bus Tour. Marge mentioned it. So I'd like to invite either Manoram Prabhu or Jay Sri Radhe to speak about it. They've been doing this for 20 years? More than 20? 30 years. Wow. That's how old I am. sorry. Not to, but yes, please, can we welcome Jay Sri Radhe with a round of applause, please?
Thank you for that. I was going to say, I'm sure I don't look old enough to have been doing it for 30 years, but you kind of stole my thunder there saying you're only 30. No, yeah, the bus tours have been going on for 30 years. I started when I was 16 years old and helping Manoram and continued as my life work since. And you might have all heard we're trying to fundraise for a new bus. But this summer we're doing a young girls program, Kishore Yatra. That's ages 12 to 16. And then we're hoping if everything politically is great in America that we can do a Mexico tour again. And that's a 3-week winter tour over Christmas break. And to me, it's the best tour we do. It's putting on festivals. Yeah, see, double thumbs up there, Nachagaranga. Putting on festivals in places that there aren't any devotees, that there wouldn't be anything if we didn't come. It's like a pop-up shop, but it's like a pop-up festival for the day. And you get to see all sorts of amazing places in Mexico. And it's very transformative. And I see lots of my old Mexico bus tours here. And so that's the plan, is to do Mexico this winter.
Okay, and yeah, that's everything. So thank you so much for joining these 2 days of workshops. Thank you, Sachinanda Maharaj, once again for your time. And yes, please. Well, we'll do it again. Left hand, right hand in the air. 3 very loud times. 3, 2, 1.
Haribo! Haribo! Haribo!
His Holiness Sachinanda Swami Maharaj, a key. Srila Prabhupada, the key. All of you, key. Okay, let's go and have go to Kirtan. Haribol, Hare Krishna.